Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
And now what did you think of that?
You just got pwned.
Fuck you, Kutcher. Well, that was two things I wasn't expecting. First, that we'd change the name of the segment to Movies and That. And then that.
That thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We wasn't just thought it was fun? Really suiting.
Yeah, no, chill as. Yeah. Awesome.
Anyways, how are you, Steve?
Oh, great. Ask me about Tarantino and stuff.
Do you talk also to us go about on Tarantino. Letterboxd and Reddit and that?
Oh, and Chan and you know, all the things.
Damn.
None of that.
That killed the vibe. Speaking of killing the vibe, I saw a cracker of a film last week called A House of Dynamite. This is the new film by Kathryn Bigelow, Oscar-winning director. She sort of mined this sort of detailed sort of thriller territory with Zero Dark Thirty, The Hurt Locker, and to a kind of lesser extent, Detroit. Letterboxd Bros will also know her as the director of Point Break and Strange Days, etc. House of Dynamite's coming to Netflix in a couple weeks. It's got this really lame, very low cinema footprint release where it's playing in like four places, the most central of which is Rialto Newmarket. It's also out in Takanini and in Takapuna and places like that. Get to see it in a cinema if you can, because it's a very, very well-made techno thriller. And I guess that doesn't mean techno music. I kind of mean it's sort of focused on the mechanics of a national security response to an intercontinental missile launched from the Pacific. And it really tightly focuses on the 18 minutes between the launch of this missile and its where it's projected to land, which they kind of discover partway through that time is the continental United States. Mm. And that 18 minutes is examined through a kind of series of different perspectives throughout the film, but really kind of honing in on what is the process and what do people do in the US apparatus when this thing happens. And it's an edge of the seat, nervous nuke thriller.
Oh, one of those.
Basically, it's kind of like, what are the procedures that are starting to get triggered, and very, very conceivably is an act that could end in a nuclear holocaust, you know, despite the sort of denial that we live in about the Cold War having ended. I grew up watching like 80s nuke stuff, and it was sort of like the threat of the bomb was real. And now I guess like it's still a plot device and stuff, like AI is going to take over all the nukes and AI is going to nuke us. But sort of seldom do we have these, you know, sort of more grounded stories that show just how a minor act or you know, it's not a mistake in this film, but an error could cause something globally catastrophic. Strong performances. Rebecca Ferguson's great. Idris Elba's great. Jared Harris is great. But really, it's kind of really about seeing what a pretty efficient response to this threat looks like and then contrasting that to the absolutely dog shit response that would happen within the US government if this happened right now. So you're kind of watching this thing and it's not working that well, and these are pragmatic, useful people doing it. It's horrifying to think of the response to a disaster by people that can't hack what they're doing. Nevertheless, go see it. It was great. I had a really good time. All those jangly airs afterwards. So that's one strain of movie. And if you can't make it to one of the limited screenings, yeah, it's going to be on Netflix in a couple of weeks. You can freak out on the couch to that one.
Perfect. Bring the horror into your own home.
Absolutely. And like, you know, you could like then you could learn about sheltering in place and you know, building a little blanket fort or all those things that would be really useful if they'd drop the bomb. Yep. And the other film I caught in cinemas last week at a similarly under-attended screening is a horror called Good Boy. And Good Boy is a horror told from the perspective of a dog.
It's me!
It's me! It's,
and this is a really nifty idea. It's also 71 minutes long, so it's kind of a gimmicky film, but it knows not to outstay its welcome. This is, doesn't mean the camera's a dog. It means there's a real good dog, and the camera's on that dog almost the whole film. And that dog is a fucking good actor.
Wait, but if the camera's on the dog, you can't see it, right?
No, no, sorry. I mean, the camera's pointed at the dog.
How does
a dog... the dog's on screen.
How does a dog get into acting?
Yeah.
Improv, but improv. Some,
you know, theater kid and all.
Theater kids, yeah, exactly. Right, right. Like, a lot of casting. A lot of soft tapes.
Sure.
As I understand it, and I may have this wrong, it's the filmmaker's dog, and this was not the plan for this film, but it kind of became what this film was.
Brilliant idea.
And so the kind of idea of this is dog goes to remote house with owner. Owner's had some health problems. Some weird stuff's going on. Is this connected to the health problems? Is this a family spooky? Is it some kind of other spooky? Dogs are seeing things that aren't there, probably. It's a really, really great idea. Well executed and the perfect length to kind of not try your patience with what's kind of a one-note idea. You do wonder stuff like, they put this dog in much distress, but it's not like Milo and Otis. It's not getting thrown off waterfalls or anything. It's just being a good boy.
Hallucinating dogs and nuclear bombs.
Yeah, man. which brings us nicely to Tim Robinson and the Chair Company.
This has
started on Neon, and I'll say a little bit more about it this week. The opening shot of this film, I don't know how familiar you are with Tim Robinson. Do you guys watch I Think You Should Leave? Do you come across those sketches on social media?
Not.
You know, Hot Dog Guy, we're looking for the guy who did this.
No.
Okay, you're on the good social medias. Not the places I am. Most of Tim Robinson's sketches in a sketch comedy kind of involve everyday situations sort of spiraling out of control, usually because he's spiraling and making them get worse. Putting these in real life, like in the film Friendship, was a bit challenging. I think this sort of mirrors that in a way. For instance, the first shot of this film is the camera pushing in on a family dinner out at a nice restaurant. And you kind of hear him saying to one of his kids, like, if your mum says it's a nut, it's a nut. And then they've got fancy meals coming. And then there's a family selfie being taken. And then there's a toast. And then the toast gets interrupted. At every single one of these beats, as a Tim Robinson fan, I expect something really terrible to start happening. And it doesn't. So he kind of projects this dread into every day because he's still kind of being goofy Tim Robinson. So fans of his work, I think, should be terrified at the idea of him being in real life. luckily, sort of surreal, weird stuff happens in this. He's a man under pressure. He's doing a presentation. Presentation goes well, but then he has an accident with a chair on stage, and something a little bit inside him goes a bit awry. He thinks there must be a fault with the chair. He's mildly humiliated, but he kind of takes it as a big humiliation. He's a bit embarrassed, but he takes it as a humiliation. And then before you know it, he thinks there's a massive conspiracy involving chairs, office chairs.
Oh, no.
And maybe he's right.
I think so.
I haven't seen to the end yet, so I'm not sure what big... I haven't seen a literal big chair yet, but... or a chair smoking durries in a parking lot, giving the inside scoop. But with two episodes for me still to see, I'm kind of prepared to see anything.
Chairs are everywhere. It could be any chair. It could be the one over there.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm, I don't want to go through life being paranoid about chairs.
Have
a house where you got to put all your chairs in the middle of the room just so you can see them all in the same place.
Oh my god.
Maybe we should stop sitting down.
Yeah, I'm going to stop sitting down because you know what? You've freaked me out. I'm going to stop the segment. I'm going to stand up and leave the studio.
Oh.
It's been nice to see you, but I got to get away from these chairs.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
A House
Steve.
Of Dynamite in cinemas now, or watch it on Netflix in a couple of weeks. Good Boy in cinemas now. I'm sure that'll be available to watch in your living room before too long. And The Chair Company on Neon.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
See you next week.
See you then.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.